Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I stopped the car.
Uh-huh.
Is the general store open? Wait, no, I already...
The entire strip was closed.
Should have asked for Harry's torch. I got a flare gun. High risk, high reward, though. I ring the ranger on the way to Bismarck Goldfield.
Yep, you get him. Hello? You hear that classic
famous
Italian via Spain
accent? Yeah. Mark, that is Heracles Melville.
Uh-huh.
Do you have some ranger supplies, bottled water, torches, etc.?
Yes.
Can you meet me in the Bismarck Goldfields in, 10 minutes with those supplies?
You're going to need to make a check because the answer is no.
Yeah, no, I know.
So let's call it, I guess, persuasion manipulation, I guess.
Yep.
Six dice. Six dice minus two because you're minus three.
Because he knows that I'm on the run from the cops.
Not even that. Hey, can you meet me in this dark place, person who is scared of me? Okay, I can be there in a couple of hours.
Couple of hours. I need you there far sooner than that, Michael.
Okay.
As soon as possible. I'm not going to ask you to do anything unsafe. You're going to come here. You're going to hand the supplies to me. You're then going to get back in your car and you're going to go home and, watch whatever it is you like to watch on an evening.
Okay.
And as far as you're aware, you never spoke to me.
All right. I'll be there soon.
Thank you, Michael. People's lives are at stake. I hang up. Okay. I head for the Goldfields.
You turn down the Goldfields. As you're driving down the road to get to the Goldfields, you can see that something is wrong. You see several sets of lights, flashing lights, no sound, just flashing lights coming from the Goldfields. And as you approach, you see that there are two police cars pulled up at the Goldfields. Both of them, lights flashing. One of them is just sitting there. The other one has all of its doors open. Then, also, you see a bunch of SES vehicles. The place looks deserted.
The SES vehicles are from my phone call, aren't they?
Yes.
I thought they would come after I'd got there, but they're too efficient, Adam. And they're also now captured. I've just increased the hostage.
No. The SES people were here from when you went into the Bismarck Goldfields the first time.
Oh, they never left. Oh, shit. I forgot. Damn. All right, I pull up and I approach the Goldfields. Oh, no, I pull up, turn the lights off, and I wait for Michael.
Okay.
Can I, just looking at it, can I use any kind of investigation, observational, anything to be like, what the fuck has happened here?
Well, you can make a wits comp, but you can't make an investigation check unless you go there and have a look.
No, I can't risk going there and getting separated from not being able to have support. I guess I could just search the cars for torches and shit.
There's two police cars, one with all of its doors open. That one is actually not inside the Goldfields. It's outside the gate. The gate, by the way, being open. There's the second police car is inside the Goldfields, kind of near where the SES vehicles are. There are maybe like four SES vehicles. Two of them are kind of like all-terrain vehicles. Two of them look like, or not look like, are like vans with just equipment in them. There is the administration building. There is another, like, kind of storagey sort of building. And then there's the entrance to the gold mine itself. That's what you're looking at.
All right.
And then there's the box here as well. There was the ranger box.
I might check the ranger box actually while I'm here. Right. I go to the ranger box while I'm waiting for Michael.
Okay.
I've got all my stuff.
You put in the code, open it up.
Yep.
It's empty.
It's all right. I close it. As I head back to my car, look at the cop car, anything, blood.
The one with the doors open?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. As you walk back past the cop car, you do like slightly a wider angle or whatever, bringing you closer to the cop car. You see that there is someone slumped face down in the driver's seat.
I rush over to see if they're alive.
It's a police officer, someone you don't know. You can see that there is like blood drooling out of his face and into his lap.
Sir, are you all right, sir?
He doesn't respond as you approach.
I do a check, see if he's alive. I use my investigation bodies, Adam.
You don't need to make any check. You put a hand and push him backwards. And when he rolls backwards, half of his head is gone.
Just the front of his face.
Just the front of his face. It's like a laser cut its way through his face.
Huh. Well, I guess when you kick a hornet's nest, you get stung. And I've kicked one mighty big hornet's nest. Let's just hope I can minimize the stinging to a few people.
There's a lot of blood on the floor of the car. You can see as well that in between the front two, in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat, there's like a rack for where a shotgun would be set. That rack is empty.
The police scanner radio is still there?
Yep. You can hear like just
from other places.
Yeah.
Maybe the state police.
Possibly.
I grab the radio.
Mm-hmm.
How far away is, how long has it been since I called Michael? Are there any torches in the police car?
It's been, are there any torches in the police car?
Yeah.
You have a look around and you don't see any, you need to make an investigation check. So what were the questions you were asking as well?
About what?
How long since, what?
How long has it been since I told Michael to get here?
Maybe about 20 minutes. One success.
Should have asked him why it was going to be a couple of hours. It's because he lives far away, isn't it?
You don't find any torches inside the police. Oh, actually, the cop would have one on him.
I take that.
You take his flashlight. You also see on the floor around the police car is the shotgun, another torch, and blood.
Any bullets for the shotgun?
You check the shotgun. It has one shell left in it. Someone has fired it.
Great. I grab the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add that to my inventory. One shotgun with one bullet, Adam.
It doesn't have a sling or anything like that. So to carry it, to have it with you, one hand needs to be always occupied. There's nowhere to hold it otherwise.
Can I fashion a sling for it out of the rope that I took?
The policeman's
belt.
Actually, yeah, you could.
Yeah, can I MacGyver a shotgun sling using the cop's belt and a rope?
The rope maybe, but the cop's belt would be just too short.
Okay, cool. Great. Does he have a holster?
The cop? Yeah, for a pistol.
Not for the revolver? Wouldn't fit?
Actually, it wouldn't even be a pistol. He has a taser holster.
Does the revolver fit in the taser holster?
The revolver, yeah, you can like jam it in. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I equipped the holster as well. So I've now got a holster with a gun in it. I've got a rope shotgun and I've got my cricket bat. Any footprints around the car?
You can see a lot of scuff marks and stuff like that.
Heading towards the hole in the ground where the mine is, I assume.
Yeah, you can see that someone got out of the passenger seat of the front passenger seat of the police car, presumably with the shotgun.
I've got the torch too. I need to write that. So
now
I
with the torch, you swing around and you can see pock marks on trees around you. You look to the left and you can see pock marks in trees. You look to the right, you can see pock marks in trees. You can see whoever had the shotgun got out of the car, fired in several directions in quick succession, and then was slammed into the ground hard. That's where a lot of blood is. From there, there are drag marks leading towards the gold fields.
All right, I want to go and inspect the other cop car that doesn't have the doors open. Just while I'm waiting for Michael, I may as well get as much information as I can from here.
Searching around this other cop car, you find no evidence of a scuffle of any type, and the doors are locked.
No one in the car?
No one in the car.
What about the SES vehicles?
As you're investigating the SES vehicles, Michael shows up. No successes. So checking around the SES vehicles, you find nothing.
Nothing.
There's no one here, just empty SES vehicles.
I see Michael pulling up,
mm-hmm.
and I wave him and try to signal him to turn off his headlights.
He does so, yeah.
Great. I run to his car.
He winds down the window but doesn't get out of the car.
Did you bring the supplies?
Yes.
Thank you. Pass them here.
He, from the side seat, picks up a backpack and passes you the backpack through the window.
Michael, you need to go somewhere safe.
Uh-huh.
Do you live with family? I've never asked because I didn't care initially.
He seems really clearly stressed, so it's hard to understand him through the accent, but...
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. That's the dumbest.
I see your accent gets thicker when you're under duress.
But he says, I have a close friend in a couple towns over.
Go lie low there.
Okay. He has spotted the cop cars and seems stressed.
It's all right. They're not here for me. Some awful's happened here, Michael, and I believe it is connected to the thing that I was looking for, the death of Jude Carroll, the deaths of the Walshes. There has been a sickness in this town, cancer, and it's time to cut it out. But to do so, I need to make sure other people are safe. So I need you to get as far away from here as you can.
He starts winding up the window. He doesn't say anything.
And Mr. Iglesias?
Yes? He's like talking through the gap that's left now.
I would like to sincerely thank you for all you have done for me. I will not be pressuring you into anything again. Should you ever need an explanation, should you ever want an explanation, you can call me and I'll give it to you. If I never hear from you again, then I understand that as well. You take care now.
Okay.
This is the most sincere Heracles has been to Michael at any point.
He finishes winding up the window.
Godspeed. I head to the cop car. I get the supplies from him. I head to the cop car. I grab the radio.
Oh, the radio's like in the...
Yeah, I grabbed the cop radio to talk to the other cops. Attention, state police units in Barangong, New South Wales.
Shh. Who is this, over?
My name is Heracles Melville. I believe I am a person of interest. I've just arrived at the Bismarck Goldfield. There are several... There's a dead body here, a dead officer. I can't see anyone else. There are two police cars here. I read out the regos. I'm not entirely sure what happened. I'm heading down in the gold fields to find out. You should be very careful, but come here too. There may be people inside in danger. I will send them out to you. Whatever you do, do not go inside the gold field. Do I get a response?
All units converge on Bismarck Goldfields, over.
Good luck, kids. And I just throw it away and I head towards the gold mine.
As you enter... There's like a fuse box immediately on the left-hand side that powers or that's connected to the lights that you had when you were going through here the first time. The fuse box has been opened and the materials inside have been grabbed and dragged out of the fuse box, completely destroying it.
Did Michael bring another torch in the supplies he gave me?
Yeah, there's a torch.
Great, so I have two torches.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. All right, I turn the cop torch on.
What do you have in your hands?
Just the torch. Yeah, just the torch and the cricket bat.
Are you going to try and find the part where you split up from the group last time?
I'm going to look to see if I can find any tracks, drag marks, blood, any kind of trail to follow.
I guess that would be a survival wits check. It's a largely stone floor, so there's not a lot to see.
No blood?
No blood, no.
Yeah, I guess I head back to... it's caved in though, isn't it?
You don't know what's caved in where.
No, I know. The only part that actually caved in was his bedroom. That little study that I stepped in and booby-trapped. Everything else, I was able to crawl out. Yeah, no, I head the way... I assume if it's called me to the Bismarck Goldfields, it would assume that I would know the way I need to go. So I'm going to go that way. I'm not going to... Adam, this creature, based on what I know about Walsh, which is that he... couldn't get it to meet him on his terms at any point. I've got to meet it on its terms and just hope for the best.
You head down the pathway. So you get to where it was pitch dark the first time, and you can see that chain linking along the wall. You make your way that way, and then you see the path that you would have gone down, and you start heading down that path. It's sloped downwards, heavily sloped downwards. You get to a certain point where you see that there's a chain here as well that goes along the wall.
Yeah, that's the chain I used previously.
Yeah, you can see at a certain point it has been pulled out from the wall, and you remember that when you were escaping...
It started pulling me back.
As you're going down as well, you find a helmet on the floor. The helmet has like a searchlight on it that has been cracked, and you see the words SES stenciled on the helmet.
Any blood?
Yes.
A lot of blood?
Blood inside the helmet. Just a little, like a little, a single spray.
How many people have you killed? Heracles.
Adam, it's Heracles' worst nightmare. People are dying for my because of my thirst for knowledge. Fuck. All right. I keep going.
Keep making your way down?
I'm making my way downtown, moving fast.
You come to that dip where there's like water and you move through the dip. You go
get to
back
that bridge.
Up. Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. You get to an intersection, left
That's
and right.
Right. That's right. Which way did I go last time?
You went right last time. Yeah, I'm not going to, you remember.
Yeah. I'm going to go right again.
You get to the junction where you could turn right and there's like a, I guess you haven't completely explored in that direction, but you found that's where you found the two bodies of the miners. In that direction?
Yeah, yeah. Which, and where I wrote that note because I assumed that the Patchwork Man was there, but no, no, Patchwork Man was somewhere else. All right, I keep going.
As you approach that massive room that you remember from last time, you can hear a hissing sound from up ahead. Your flashlight.
I turn it off. Fuck gas. I forgot about the gas. Still have my phone on me, don't I?
Yeah.
Can I take a flash photo with it?
Sure.
Great. What happens?
You take the flash photo. It's fine.
Like same kind of...
Yeah.
Basically, I want to... Now that that torch thing's making me nervous, so I'm thinking I'm just going to do what I did with the camera using the flashlight to go, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can. Yes. It's... Yes. All right. That'd be fine.
Cool.
You keep going?
Yeah.
As you get closer to the open room... The screen on your phone starts like flickering and getting odd artifacts on it.
Like what?
Artifacts is like a computer term for like things are. Like,
oh, yeah. So it looks like it's being broken.
It's not like it's being possessed or
anything. No. I thought it was like, what, strange magical symbols?
No, artifacts like when you're using the camera, you see the black box or whatever, but then like one of your apps will show through the black box, like the screen isn't displaying properly.
Yeah, because the gas is fucking with all the like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Electricity and stuff. Is the chain still there?
Oh, yeah, the chain's still on the wall.
All right, I start using the chain and the cricket bat a bit more. Okay. I put the torch away. Yeah, I start doing that and just see what I can do.
You tapping, as you're tapping, another wits comp check, 5 dice. You get to that massive room with the bridge going over it. And in addition to that, you can hear drip, drip, like heavy dripping.
In which direction?
Right in front of you.
I hold the cricket bat out to the dripping.
Okay.
Does something hit the bat?
Yes. Something is dripping from above.
I take the bat back and I sniff the bat where the drip has landed. What do I smell, Adam?
It smells metallic, like blood.
Son of a bitch.
I just flick the torch on to look up above me.
Up above you, you see that 5 stakes have been planted in the ceiling. This would be a check. I'd get you to do, I guess... Well, hang on, actually, before that, let's not bury the lead. So attached to the stakes are 5 heavy-looking ropes, and then those ropes wrap around 5 sets of legs.
Not the same legs.
Not the same legs. So there are 4 from, like, the waist down, upside down, suspended above you. A perfectly clean cut, like a laser had cut through them.
Like a really good surgeon had done it with an amazing scalpel, Adam.
Something like
that. Like a master of medicine, perhaps.
Something like that.
Do I recognize any of the legs?
They're all wearing a uniform of some sort.
Like SES or COP.
Yeah.
The torch is fine?
The torch would start guttering again. You get like a few seconds of good light and then...
I turn it off, start feeling my way forward again.
You're going to need to make a... To get across the bridge, you need to make a dexterity athletics, I guess, which is a chance die for you.
Before I do that, I just want to like run my thumb around down the lettering of the of majesty written into the bat. And I'm just like, if ever I was going to believe in something, it's today.
All right, you fall.
I hate this fucking bridge. I fell so many times last time. It's also not as far. Every time I fall, I'm like, oh, my stuff's just there.
You fall off the side. Do you try to grab on the edge?
Yes.
You'd have to drop what's in your hands to do that.
I drop the torch. I've got another torch.
Okay. You drop the torch and then try to grab the side. That's, I guess, another dexterity athletics check.
Can I use some willpower on this?
You can, to turn it into a single die.
Yeah. Rather than a chance die.
You do it. You grab the side. Strength athletics to drag yourself up.
Fuck.
Hey, you pull yourself up. You're prone on this little bridge.
I've lost a torch.
You've lost a torch.
I take out Michael's torch.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what, Adam? I just flick it on and off every now and again like a strobe to get across the bridge.
You get to the other side. You continue down the passage and you can go left or right. You know, going right will take you to the...
That little room where I got the other cache. Yeah. Now will I head... I'm heading into the...
Do you still turn the light on and off?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing the whole way.
Eventually, you click it and nothing happens.
Did I wear the battery out?
It looks like the gas in this place has disabled the torch.
Huh. What about the phone?
You take out your phone... And did you ever turn your phone off?
No.
Your phone has been not powered for some time now.
I go back. Is there any of those lanterns that I found on my first walk? Those like torch lanterns that I found on my first way through?
You can have a scramble around and see if you can find
one. Yeah.
Investigation wits -2.
Because I'm in the dark.
Yes. So that's 3 dice. Yeah, you find a lantern.
How to light the lantern. Can I use the flare gun to try to light the torch? Hear me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I go to the ranger kit. The ranger kit would have flares in it.
Yeah, there'd be some matches. Yeah, there'd be a box of matches in
Great. There. I want to light the lantern.
Okay. So you stand up, you put the head of the match to the box of the matches, and then when you strike the match...
Why the fuck did I do this? This is so fucking stupid.
A ball of fire explodes all around you. You're in gas, you idiot.
Hey, Adam, can I not? I forgot.
No, that's fine. Yeah, all right. You put the match head to the box of matches, and then you're like, wait a minute. What's that thing I've been smelling this entire time?
So here's the thing, Adam.
Hey, why did the torch stop working?
Here's the thing, Adam. I just want you to remember that.
Yeah.
Heracles Melville.
Yep.
Intelligent man.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Big idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stupid boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do not light the matches because I have a vision of my death. And this time when I'm getting shot, I have burns to 80% of my body. And I'm like, wait. That's how it happens.
Actually, yeah. No, actually, you know fucking what? You put the match head to the match box and then you're gone. You're somewhere else entirely. You are not... There's the overturned bus. There's the soldiers advancing on the bus. You are not there. And behind, you realize for the first time that there was a little girl hiding behind you.
Son of a bitch.
This entire time, you never noticed, but there was a little girl hiding behind you this entire time.
All right, then, Adam, I stop what I'm doing. Heracles, what the son of a... You are smarter than this. You are smarter than Tom, who is an idiot. Dumb fucking stupid boy. I hold on to the lantern, put mm-hmm. the matches away, and then just keep walking, listening for the gas, using the cricket bat as like a blind right. tool.
As you keep going down, it turns and starts going down again. You can hear eventually a...
Can I still hear the gas?
You can still smell the gas, but you can't hear hissing. It's coming really, it's close.
From behind me or in front of me?
In front of you.
I hold the box of matches up and just wait for a vision. Does any vision come, Adam?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You are in a. You can't smell gas right now. Wherever you are right now, no gas is trapped here.
Great. I light the match.
The match casts light over a police officer lying prone in front of you. She's looking at her own chest. Imagine someone got a scoop and scooped clean out the part between like waist and upper torso. You can see into her chest and you can see it. Half Adam, of her chest cavity has been just taken.
She's missing her lungs.
She's not missing her lungs. She's just missing like someone got an ice cream scoop and just took a,
that's all right,
took a part out of her.
He's still got the dodgy lungs. Is she conscious?
Yeah, she's conscious, looking down in horror. When you light the match, she looks up at you, her eyes wide. Blood is like flecking her mouth. She tries to say something, but she can't form words.
You don't talk. Don't talk. Which way? Just point. Which way? Point.
You need to make a composure persuasion check.
Fuck, this is gross.
She gently, with an arm, shaking arm, points further down the tunnel.
She looks like she's gonna die, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been left here to die.
Officer, do you want a choice?
She doesn't look like she really understands what's happening.
Do you want to die slow or do you want to die fast, officer?
She goes still.
Son of a bitch. Did she have a torch, Adam?
No, she had no equipment on her.
I close her eyes for her unless she's closed them. Unless they've closed. If not, I close them. I've now got a lantern and a cricket bat. Let's keep going. I go the way that she pointed.
You get to the four-way intersection. At the four-way intersection, looking to your right, the place where you found the patchwork man's
artwork dinner that I ate.
You can hear soft music.
Do I recognize the music?
It's an opera song, but you can't hear properly.
Yep. Can I smell gas?
Not right now.
That's good. Oh, there wasn't any gas in this room because I was using the lantern the entire time I was in here just because I fucking blew up a fucking hand grenade like a fucking moron. Oh my God, Adam. That trap wasn't the patchwork man's. That trap was the Walsh guy's. He set a trap for it in its house. Didn't he?
Canonically, I don't think you'll ever discover. No, you could, actually. We'll see.
Okay. I head towards the music.
You come into that large room. You don't need the lantern in this room. This room is very well lit with the lanterns along the walls. You can see in the center of the massive room, it's that two-story room, again. You can see in the center of the room, a table has been set. At the table, there are several sets of cutlery, plates, glasses, stuff like that. There is a metal carafe in the middle of the table of some chilled liquid. Sitting around the table, tied to their chairs, are Ben Kennedy.
Fuck. I thought he was a bad guy. He just didn't like me.
At what point did he not help you?
Not true.
He doesn't like you.
He gave me the code for the booby trap box.
Yeah, because he... So
he didn't know it was booby trapped. All right.
Like a 68-year-old man needs to set a code. What do you guess it's going to be? It's going to be a fucking birthday, isn't it? It wasn't hard for him to guess that one.
Fuck. Yeah, fair. Let me guess. Can I guess? Ben Kennedy, Lily Rose, Gina Carmichael, and the cop?
No one else is in this room. Sorry, apart from the three. So the cop is not in this room. It's the three people that you just mentioned. Gina Carmichael.
I'd assume that maybe the cop's legs are in the ceiling.
No, you look around, you can't see anything.
No, back where I saw legs. Anyway, don't worry. Okay.
I see what you're saying. No, look, hey, you might find out. You can hear cooking as well.
Okay. Just before I enter the room proper, I take the flare gun and I put it in my boot.
Okay.
And I walk slowly into the room with... there's no point pulling a gun because...
All three of them are tied to their chairs and bound. You can see that all three of them look pretty badly battered.
But they're not missing any body parts.
No, they're not missing any body parts.
Do I recognize the opera?
Yes. Oh, not yes, but you can make a roll. It would be academics intelligence. One, two, three, four, five, six. So that's another exceptional success. Another beat. Yes, you know this opera. This opera is probably in, it's another Spanish one. So this opera is not called, this is just its English name, but it would actually have the Spanish equivalent of this. The opera is called Un Amigo para la Cena.
Which translates to?
A Friend for Dinner.
So gauche.
It's a Spanish opera about a cannibal.
Are they conscious, the people around the table?
No, all three of them are on.
Can I see highs anyone? Or lows? Highs.
All three of them are unconscious.
Can I see anyone?
You see, if you look around.
I look to the source of the sizzling.
There's. Do you remember where you found the cooking stove last time?
Yeah.
Up in the rafters?
Didn't I blow it up?
Yeah, you did.
Huh.
Up in the rafters, you can see where the cooking stove was. There is now like a makeshift burner set up. There's a big like pan around the makeshift pot. And you can see there's like several tables with shapes on them. You can't see properly because you're at an obtuse angle.
Can I see anything large cooking?
No.
There's no point trying to free them. I've got to wait for it to come out. It's inviting me to dinner. I've got to play by the rules for a bit, Adam. Make it think it's got the upper hand. And I'm going to shoot it in the face with a fucking flare gun.